the rest of the story. It was early one dusty September that Andy and John Coffey and Stokely Hayes came riding into town. First thing they heard was, the Benton boys are down at the hotel. That would be Tom and Jesse Benton, two of the meanest sidewinders ever to tote a pistol. And Andy and his boys? Oh, they knew the Bentons were here. That's why they'd come in the first place, to get this gunfight over and done. The quarrel had begun over yet another gunfight not 3 months past. That one involved Andy and Jesse, but the bad blood this day was between Andy and Tom Benton, each of whom had heard tell the other galoot was mean-mouthing him. Anyway, Coffey spotted Tom standing in the hotel doorway. He told Andy, get ready. Andy pulled his horsewhip and kept walking. And when he and Tom were standing face to face, Andy declared, now, you damned rascal, I'm going to punish you. And he cracked the horsewhip to underscore his point. Tom went for his gun. Andy was faster on the draw. The former was a goner for sure. But wait. Tom's hothead brother Jesse came charging from the bar room, his guns blazing. Andy, his shoulder shattered by a slug from Jesse's pistol, was still shooting at Tom as he went down. Coffey and Hayes opened fire. Jesse and Tom, the latter still standing, fired back. When they were all out of bullets, they pulled knives and started stabbing one another. But guess what? Nobody died. Nobody. Andy was shot in the shoulder, but he healed up, sort of. All of this gun battle happened in September of 1813 in the wild, wild East, in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, now it's 10 years later. It's 1823. Andy and Tom meet again. Andy asks, how's Jesse? Tom says his brother still carries a grudge. What about you? And Tom grins a little and sticks out his hand, and Andy does the same, and on that handshake, a powerful political alliance is born. For you see, by 1823, Tom and Andy, Thomas Hart Benton, and Andrew Jackson, by then they were United States senators. And Jackson, of course, in 6 more years would become president. Now, this is a postscript. It's a matter of American history that although he lived nearly 80 years, by his early 50s, Andy Jackson's health had profoundly deteriorated. For more than a century and a half following his death in 1845, his myriad distressing symptoms and eventually his demise were blamed on his physicians, doctors who had routinely prescribed medicine containing mercury for his digestive problems. And then in 1999, this last year, pathologists were granted permission to examine strands of Andrew Jackson's hair. Mercury? No, not nearly enough to produce the incredible symptoms of which he complained. But according to the scientific analysis, there was something else in his system, and insufficiently toxic levels to produce most of the president's ailments. Even enough to give him kidney failure. That something else was lead, specifically lead from Jesse Benton's bullet, decades lodged in Jackson's shoulder. Jesse went to his grave cursing Andrew Jackson, wishing he'd killed him, never realizing that he had. Now you know the rest of the story.